Chazal learn out from the parsha of Midyan in Parshas Matos the halach of Hagas Kelim, that anyway, if the food became trafed through fire, you kosher it through fire. If it became non-kosher through water, you do it through water. That's the first step the Gemara learns out from the Psukim. As it says, Kol davar asher yavo be'esh, taviru be'esh v'tayar, v'chol asher yavo be'esh, taviru b'mayim. So that's the issue of halacha of treifis, something non-kosher in the pot. In addition, the Gemara learns out, afilu kelim chadashim, even if you acquire a new kli from a non-Jew, the halacha is you need tfilas kelim. So there's two different halachas. There's a halacha of koshering hagas kelim through fire or water, and this is a totally independent halacha of tfilas kelim. And most assume tfilas kelim is daraisa on metal. So the question is, let's say I'm buying or I acquire, either through war, or let's say I bought a non-kosher, I went on the website, used keli from a non-Jew. So I have two mitzvahs. I have a mitzvah of tfilas kelim, and I don't have a mitzvah of koshering, but if I want to eat the food, I have to kosher it. So is there any seder? Does it make a difference to what order I do? Could I do the tfilas kelim and then do the koshering, or does the koshering happen to have first? So Tosfos then quotes two days of machlokas rishonim. So one opinion in the Rishonim is that no, first you have to tovel, you have to do the tfilas kelim, then you have to kasher, because we have a klal in other areas, it's called to be tovel v'sheretz b'yado. There's a lach of the shmona shrutzim. If you touch, let's say, a mouse, you touch an animal when it's alive, there's no halacha to it. But once it's dead, it's tummy. So the Gemara, Chazal's example always is, it's tova v'sheretz b'yado, but the example is you're holding the sheretz in the mikveh and you're holding it when you come out. So of course you're tummy because you're still holding the sheretz. Even if the mikveh worked in there, you're tova v'sheretz b'yado, we understand why you're tummy. So same thing here. First you have to, so to speak, of the conversions happening, so first you have to become, first you make the pot kosher, and then you do tfilas kelim. And other Rishonim say, what are you talking about? What does one have to do with the other? Why? If tfilas kelim is conversion, where you could convert the pot, and then afterwards you do tfilas kelim. In fact, that's what we do all the time. Let's say we have a kosher pot, and we already did tfilah, and the kosher pot becomes treif. So we don't go ahead and do, what do? We just kasher the pot, and user, we don't go say, okay, now that it became treif, so it's tova v'sheretz b'yado, I have to go and do tfilas kelim. So other Rishonim don't go for this, so it's machlokas Rishonim. So the poskim will go l'chumra, so therefore everyone agrees l'chadchila, you should go ahead and do the tfilas kelim, do the heksher kelim, then the tfilas kelim. And b'di'evet, so at least so there's a chumrah that they say brought down in the poskim that you should tovo again, believe bracha. Obviously, you wouldn't make a bracha since Me'ikra din, it's probably okay. So therefore, if you're going to tovo again, it's chumrah to tovo again without a bracha. So you should try to do first the heksher kelim and then the tfilas kelim.